I want us to go on a tangent for a minute. There's a point that people very often confuse when it comes to the Jewish home. And that is that people think that a successful couple, it works off the bat. If they're meant for one another, then it just works. It clicks. And that's wrong. It's not true. The norm is that people need help to make it work. The norm is that things don't go smoothly. Our sages say that there were thousands of little children named Aharon. So we have the period of the Jews that left Egypt. This is the generation of Jews that are on such a high level that they personally attained prophecy, each and every one of them. There's a generation of people who merited to have a miracle every single day of their life for 40 years, that food falls from heaven to their doorstep. And yet our sages say that these people had marital issues and they'd come to Aaron, thousands of couples. And Aaron would make peace between them, and then when they'd have a child, they'd name him Aaron, because they'd say, thanks to Aaron, we're still together and we had this child. So people think it's a problem of our day and age. No. Historically, every couple you look at in Tanakh, you see, had issues. We're going to learn about David and Michal's conversation. Obviously, these people were giants, and we can't take things at face value. But at the same time, there is a message here. Adam and Eve, our sages say, were separated for 130 years. 130 years, that's some separation. There's what to talk about there. She killed him. What can you say? You look at Abraham and Sarah, you see they had their arguments. God made peace between them. God said, listen to her. But he wasn't about to, you see, he wasn't going to listen to her. So they had a very big difference in the chinuch of their kids. Yitzchak and Rebecca, look at their different outlooks on how to bring up their kids. Yaakov and Rachel, we see that they have their heated exchange. Yaakov and Leah, so again, we cannot belittle them and put them down to our level. But at the end of the day, we have to see that it's normal within a marriage that people will sometimes need help. And the fact that a marriage needs help doesn't mean anything other than that it's a normal marriage. It's very normal that two people under one roof are going to need some help to make it work. And there's nothing wrong with it. People sometimes think if they ever went to counseling or they ever needed help, then they're not a successful couple. That's it. There's like the world's divided to two types of couples. Those that are successful and those that aren't. And among those that aren't, there are those that can manage to make it work and there are those that get divorced. No. There's no such thing as the first group, those successful couples. There's only those that aren't. Then there are those that make it work and those that don't make it work. And those that make it work, some manage somehow to make it work without external help and some do not. Those who do not are normal. And those who do, well, either they're normal or you don't know. Maybe they haven't made it work as well as they could if they'd actually get some more help. There are a lot of self-help books. I'm not saying everyone has to go to counseling. But it's normal that at the onset of marriage and throughout the period of married life, a person is going to need help. It's not going to work so easily. And people have all kinds of incorrect theories. People think if it's the second marriage or if we got married at an older age or if we're both good people, then it should just work. And that's not true. That's not true. Second marriages are more difficult than first marriages and older people have a harder time making a marriage work than younger people. We've even had the opportunity to accompany couples who lived together before they did their giyu for decades. And then after they did their giyu, they remarried. I don't know exactly how to explain this, but what we see is that they go through the same phases of a new marriage. You'll tell me, but why? They've been living together as husband and wife legally before they became Jewish. What's new? Why is it suddenly so difficult? I don't know how to answer that question. I can give theories, but it's all theory. At the end of the day, it's all normal. And the first thing people have to know when they hit hardships in their marriage is that it's normal. The biggest problem is when they start thinking it's not normal. Because then they start having improper thoughts. Then they start thinking maybe we're not meant for one another and maybe this never was meant to work and maybe we should each find someone else and that's not true. The correct thought pattern is, okay, so now we're normal because now we have normal issues. Everyone is convinced that everyone else is managing just fine without them. You don't know. You don't know how many couples aren't managing because no one tells anyone else. Some people tell other people, but a lot of people don't. So the first thing a couple has to think when they run into a rut is, so that's what everyone was talking about. So I guess now we're normal. And then we have to figure out how we can get out of it. If it's with a good book, if it's with the help of a good friend, if it's with a rabbi or a counselor or whatever it takes. Doesn't matter. That's normal. It's par for the course. And if Chazal tells us that there were thousands of couples in the desert that needed Aaron's help, so what are we going to say? That means that you have the greatest people in Jewish history, and they needed some external help to make their marriages work. And the Medrash says that if not for Aaron, they wouldn't have remained married. It's not that they had some little spat. They attributed their continued marriage to Aaron. So it means that they had serious issues, and yet they were all tzaddikim. They and their wives were even bigger tzaddikim. That's not a guarantee it's going to work. You could be a tzaddik and she could be a tzaddik, and then still there's going to be a need for external help, and there's nothing wrong with that.